pleased yourself at all with kind of the start you've gotten off to?
Not really. I know what I can do, and it's my job to do as well as I can. So I think right now I'm doing what I expect myself to do. So
what were the nerves like on the 50-yarder? Did you have nerves at all lining that up?
Not really. I knew the coaches had confidence in me putting me in there. So I mean, if they have confidence, I definitely know I can do it.
You seem pretty calm and very smooth when you kick the ball. Do you get rattled very much?
Try not to, no. It's all, like Coach Farron said, it's all focus and confidence. So,
do you feel like you're starting to take that next step as a kicker? I mean, have you felt yourself get better than last year?
Better. I think field goals maybe little, but I think I can still be a lot more consistent with other kicking, as in like kickoffs or stuff too. So yeah, I think a little step maybe, but not even close to where I want to be. So
how do you prepare for late game situations that might be a little rattling? You know, is it in practice if you make this kick that nobody has to run gassers and so you got 95 guys ready to go?
I think mostly it's just like visioning, like putting yourself in that position before it happens, so you know what it's like, and you can get the feel for it. And I think it helps a lot with like Trent, the other kicker. He has a lot of experience also, so him talking me through it kind of also is a big factor.
You guys work well together?
Yeah, he's a great competitor, and we get along really well. So yeah, it's he's awesome.
What's been the biggest difference between this year and last year for you?
I think definitely the experiences playing like last year, and then I think a lot of a confidence going through the off-season workouts.
Are you a kicker that wants a game-winning kick on your foot, you know, coming down to the final minutes? Are you a guy that relishes that opportunity?
If it happens, yeah. Hopefully we never come down to that, but if it happens, yeah, I'd love it.
In that final minute 17 there in regulation, had Marcus been able to pick up first down, you guys were able to drive down the field, get into field goal range, what would have been like the ideal range for you going there?
Going that direction, yeah. Depending on how the wind is, maybe 50 into the, like, with that kind of wind, maybe, or a little more. I don't know. It's hard to say, yeah.
You had the 50-yarder, but that was going the other way.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I think the, like, all the emotions going through, I think, yeah, 50 maybe.
And then the third overtime, 4th and 6, they had the penalty called on them. It became a 4th and 1. What went through your mind at that point? Were they saying, did you get the sense they were still going to be kicking the field goal, or did you ever think, okay, maybe they're going to go for that 1 yard, pick up the first down?
I didn't really know. It was whatever Coach Ferentz was thinking. So, I mean, he called it, so I stuck with it. So, I mean, yeah.
What's your range go out to in practice? What have you been kicking them?
It depends.
60?
Me and Trent go back there sometimes, see if we can still do it. But yeah, 50, 55 is a good shot. I think a little bit more, maybe.
Give them a competition, sure. Back and forth and back.
Yeah.
What's the longest one you had in high school?
In high school, in a game of 56 was my long, yeah.
Did you watch Janikowski's kick last
night? I did see that. That was really impressive. Yeah.
Third 63-yarder.
Yeah, and he's an awesome kicker. He has a great leg. Yeah.